Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, Z is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs' thoughts of marrying wealthy Barry Carlton are now more than mere thoughts. Barry has asked her the question, and Penny has said yes. No date for the wedding has yet been set, but Penny tells her mother...
It won't be long, darling. We haven't set the date, but we don't intend to wait a long time.
When you're both so sure, Penny, I don't see any need for waiting. Well, what do you mean by it won't be long?
Oh, about 6 or 8 weeks. Ooh. Barry says his mother'd want us to wait that long.
Oh, certainly Mrs. Carlton doesn't have any doubts about you, does she?
I hope not.
You know she doesn't, darling. I think all the girls Barry knows, you are her very favorite. I don't just think it, I know it.
Well, of course, I know she likes me, but I'm afraid that Mrs. Carlton's going to want an awfully big wedding.
Well, she's used to things on a grand scale, Penny. After all, she's lived on a grand scale all her life.
Yes, but I haven't. The idea of a large formal wedding kind of frightens me.
That's very funny, dear.
What's so funny about it?
Well, it's usually the man who objects to a large wedding, not the bride-to-be.
Well, I want a nice wedding and all that, of course, but can you imagine the size of a wedding Mrs. Carlton would arrange?
Well, I'm sure she'd want it to be a big wedding, but remember, darling, you have something to say about what kind of a wedding you'll have.
Darling, have you ever tried to argue with Mrs. Carlton?
No, and I don't want to. But I think you have more than a slight influence on her, dear. Oh, darling, I'm so happy about all this. I've never been so pleased about anything in my whole life.
You really mean that, don't you, darling?
Well, you know I mean it, Penny. I wouldn't say so if I didn't.
You have no fears, no misgivings.
Well, darling, you've been so sure about this. How can I be uncertain? I'd be treating you as if you were a child if I doubted your certainty.
Mother, you're not afraid I'm fooling myself, are you? You're not afraid I'm just dazzled by Barry's money?
Oh, no, darling. I'm sure Barry's money isn't what interests you. There's only one fear I have about this, though. Barry isn't by any means the perfect type for marriage. There's still a lot of wild boyishness in him. He'll need to change a little before he's a truly good husband. And what if he doesn't change?
Oh, he's changing slowly already.
That's because he's putting his best foot forward, darling. Many a man reforms before the marriage and then reverts back to his old self after he's won his bride.
You think I'm marrying Barry to reform him?
Well, every man needs a certain amount of changing, darling. Well, almost every man. And it's the period of reformation that causes the most strife in early married life.
I'm not going to lay down the law to Barry about anything.
Well, then are you going to change yourself to fit his ways?
Nope. No, I don't think our differences are so marked that either one of us have to change.
Darling, listen to me. Just being with a man on dates and parties is far different from living with a man. You don't know a person until you've lived with him several months. And then you begin to notice little annoying habits that you didn't think existed. And it's strange how these little annoyances can build into mountains of difficulty.
You mean like, leaving off the top of the toothpaste.
Well, you can laugh at the smallest of that if you want to, Penny, but I knew a couple who separated after 3 years of marriage because the husband never replaced the top of the tube of toothpaste.
Mother, you're joking.
I am not. You know the couple, the Wellsies. Of course, they didn't break up just because of the top of the toothpaste. But that little habit of his started the day off with an argument, until before long they were arguing about almost everything. Finally, they just couldn't agree on anything, and what started out to be a perfect marriage turned two very nice people into bitter enemies.
Mighty oaks from little acorns grow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll see to it that Barry puts back the top of the toothpaste.
Oh, you won't be the only one with annoying little habits, Penny. You may do some perfectly innocent little thing that'll drive him almost to distraction.
What, for instance?
Well, it might be as innocent and harmless a thing as leaving hairpins and hair curlers on the side of the wash basin after you fixed your hair.
Oh, golly, I do that lots of times when I'm in a hurry, don't I?
You certainly do.
That might upset Barry.
It might drive him out of his mind. Or he might not even pay any attention to it. But, Penny, you have to remember, we all have little habits that, while they're really nothing serious, can become serious hazards to a happy and peaceful marriage.
Oh, I suppose I know that, Mother, but I guess I'm still one of those young idealists who think that love and understanding can overcome all obstacles.
That's exactly what does overcome all obstacles, darling. If the Wellesleys had understood what a stupid little thing it was to the start of their days off with arguments, that little top of the tube of toothpaste, they would have laughed and be still happily married today.
Well, I'm never going to be angry at anything Barry does. I mean, anything little like that.
Oh, you say that now, darling, but wait till he does some silly little thing that bothers you.
I won't become a nagging wife, will I?
Oh, I hope not. But you will become an unhappy one if you don't understand that people are people and all people are different and do different things in different ways. Most of all, understand that a person doesn't change just because he or she's married. A sound marriage is based on the understanding by both man and wife that there's no loss of individuality at the pronouncement of the marriage vows. Man and wife are one under God and in the eyes of society, but they're still two different people.
Then it's wrong for one to want to make any changes in the other, isn't it?
Well, it's wrong to demand or force those changes, darling.
I see. The changes should be mutually agreed upon. Mm-hmm. Marriage is a compromise of differences, isn't it?
A good and sound and solid and happy marriage is. When one dominates the other, there's unhappiness. The one who dominates has no respect for the one who's dominated, and the dominated one is continually miserable.
How right you are, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, hello, Peg.
Come on in, Peg. That was an awfully sound philosophy of marriage, Mrs. Billings. I wish I'd had you to listen to before I married Jim Martin.
Well, I don't know how sound the advice is, Peg. Just my own opinion.
Mm. And the opinion of everyone who's had a marriage fail and found out why it fails. Penny, you're beaming like a child with a brand new doll. What's happened?
I said yes to Barry.
Oh, Penny, how wonderful. When's it going to be?
Well, I took your advice, Peg, and told Barry I wanted to wait for a while. 2 months or so.
Oh, Penny, please, I don't want to feel that I influenced.
No, it was good advice, Peg. After all, when I marry, I want it to be for good. Meaning always.
Oh, I'm sure it will be for always, Penny. You must be thrilled to death, aren't you, Mrs. Billings?
Oh, I'm happy about anything that makes Penny happy, Peg.
Oh, don't say it that way. You know it's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to Penny.
Yes, I think it is. Maybe I'm just so thrilled I don't really feel the full impact of it yet.
Well, when the wedding bells start ringing, I think we'll all feel the thrill of it. Oh, has anyone seen Julie?
No, I haven't for some time.
Oh, she's probably out in the backyard.
Well, that's a good place for her. It's such a lovely day.
Is it?
Oh, it could be pouring rain today. You'd think the sun was shining.
Oh, Penny.
Well, I'd better go upstairs and change my clothes. I have to go to work.
Oh, I'm leaving for downtown in about 10 minutes. Can I drive you?
Oh, thanks just the same, Penny, but I won't be ready that soon.
Well, I'll call upstairs before I leave just in case you are ready.
All right, if you want to. So it's all set, is it? So I only have a month or two. Just a month or two to... Oh, hello, Julie.
No, Mommy. I'm sewing, Mommy.
You are? That's nice.
Want to see what I'm sewing, Mommy?
Not now, dear. Some other time.
But it's just a little sewing. It won't take long to look at.
Mommy has a headache, dear. She... Oh, all right. Let me see it.
See, Mommy? It's a dress for my dolly Henrietta Geraldine.
That's fine. It's lovely, dear.
Aw, oh, Mommy, you didn't even look at it.
I saw it, dear. It's beautiful. Now, don't bother me. I'm tired.
Mommy, why are you like Grandma?
Like Grandma? What do you mean by that?
Grandma was always too tired to look at things, too. Grandma would get mad like you and I asked her to see.
You probably pestered her just the way you're pestering me. Now, go out and play in the yard. Do anything but
see. You're mad at me. Grandma said you'd be mad at me. Grandma said you'd be mad at me all the time.
Never mind what your grandmother said. You just do what I said,
Mommy,
and go...
please. You scare me when you look at me with a mean face.
I'll do more than scare you if you... I'm sorry, darling. Mother's tired and upset. Doesn't feel very well.
May I make you feel better, Mommy?
No, thanks, darling. There's nothing you can do.
I can tell you something nice. That'll make you feel better.
You can? What can you tell me?
About Aunt Penny.
I don't want to hear anything
but
about...
But everybody's excited about it, Mommy. And I am my own self, too. Aunt Penny's going to marry Uncle Barry.
Oh. Don't you ever say that to me again, or I'll do more than slap your face.
You hurt me, Mommy. You hurt.
It's a good thing I did, or I'll hit you again. Now, you stop crying, or I will.
I didn't do anything bad, Mommy.
You talk too much.
No, I didn't, Mommy.
We won't argue about it. Now, shut up. Do you hear? Shut up, or... Listen. Listen, Julie, if anyone comes in, you fell down. Do you understand? You tell anyone I hit you, I'll give you the worst licking of your life.
But, Mommy, I didn't...
They can hear you crying all over the house. Someone comes in here, you say you fell down. Do you understand, or I'll... Julie, what's the matter? Oh, Penny, come in.
Hello, Aunt Penny.
Oh, Julie, darling, what's happened? Penny, what's the matter with her?
I don't know, Penny. My back was turned when she started crying. What happened, Julie? If you won't tell me, tell Aunt Penny.
I fell down. And it hurt.
Oh, no, it didn't hurt that badly, did it, Julie? You're going to stop crying now, aren't you, darling?
Yes, Aunt Penny. I'll stop.
That's being a good girl, Julie. And just because you are such a good girl, here's a present for Mother.
A present?
Yes, dear, I've been saving this for you.
Oh, look at it, Julie. It's a beautiful lollipop.
Oh, I like lollipops. Thank you, Mommy.
You're welcome, darling. Now run on out and play like a nice girl.
Yes, Mommy. But I'm going to give my doll some of my lollipop, too. I always look for someone to
grow. Oh, she is such an adorable child.
I'm awfully proud of her, Penny.
You should be proud of yourself, Peg. You know, if you weren't such a wonderful person yourself, you wouldn't be the mother of such a wonderful child.
Peg Martin certainly has Penny Gibbs fooled, hasn't she? Will Penny ever suspect the truth about Peg? Or will she go blindly on her way to a broken heart? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. Marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.